Zeit.
Is this a blanket meant to be behind us?
I just put it there because I felt it might make things a little bit more...
So does this make you happier?
Cozy.
Does this make you happier?
But I put the cushions there, but you took them...
I might have thrown them away. I didn't like the look of them.
There is cushion here.
You flung them.
The curtains are closed.
Calvin.
Terrence, how are you? Good morning.
It's 10:05, buddy.
What do you want me to do, Terry?
Actually, the listeners deserve an apology.
I do. Do you know what? I met someone on the lift. Someone very senior in the building.
Okay.
Told him it took me 50 minutes to do a 25 minute journey.
Okay.
And he says, you would have been quicker running in. And then it dawned on me, I fucking would have.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It was a bit of, it was a while this morning. It was supposed to be 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Alvin.
Boys.
I like the way though he just brings it in straight. At, like,
was it meant to be 9? Yeah.
Half 9. I was told 9. I'm here since 8:30.
Sorry about
last
that.
Last night, I'm here since 8:30.
Who told you 9 o'clock?
Listen, let's not.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
There's enough people getting blamed.
As Calvin says, a very senior member of Gold Out Management.
Yeah.
That's who he hangs with.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed, how are you keeping?
I'm very well, boys.
How was Christmas? Good Christmas and all, Ed, yeah.
Good Christmas. 2012, let's go back. No, I had a good Christmas, yeah. It's great. The summer's here, though, I feel it.
Oh, stop, boys. Anyway, yeah. The sun is splitting.
Yeah.
Well, this will come out and I'll be pissing down, right?
Lads, a bit nippy, yo.
Oh, it's cold.
Oh, I'm in the shorts, yeah.
Yeah, but you need a top on.
Yeah, you haven't got
around a t-shirt.
No, it's not shorts and t-shirt. It's shorts and half zip.
It's the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Yeah. Boys, I was extremely late and I'm blaming the bus and I'm blaming the traffic. Do you know what I seen the other day? A bus parked up outside someone's gaff at the bottom of the driveway, and I can only assume that the driver lived in the gaff. It was a full-on double-decker Dublin bus.
What a legend.
In the middle of a housing estate.
Yeah.
Doors open, and the hall door was open in the gaff. I was like, he has to live there. And he just nipped around to the gaff, putting a double-decker on a cul-de-sac. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Or he's having an affair with the woman living in that house.
Whoa, Ed.
Come on, think about this.
Yeah, but is it not a bit risky? Parking a double-decker bus
with
trying
the
to
doors
be discreet.
Bit inconspicuous, you know, like.
Bit conspicuous, isn't it?
Do you know what to do? If you're driving the 27, change you out to the 27B and you're like, oh, that's not John.
Yeah,
he drives the 27.
Or it's some mate that you hate, there's some lad that you hate in the company's on the 47C. Change it to that.
And get him to blame.
Frame him.
Yeah. Glenn, the bus driver's going to be listening to this fuming.
Yeah.
No, lads, you can't do that because when you leave the depot, it's already set.
All right, Glenn. For fuck's sake. Oh, sorry, boys. Last week's episode.
No, oh, that's mad. I'm literally going. Yeah. Are you going to do that?
I was going to do it as well.
Okay, go on, you do it.
Right, let's
walk. So, last week we called out all the countries, not all of them, Jesus Christ, but we called out some countries that were listening to, and there were some obscure ones, and we were calling out the top 10 countries that people listen to us in.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And we asked people to comment where they're from, or if they're foreign living in Ireland, or if they're Irish living abroad, or if you're foreign living abroad, because some people tell us, I've had multiple people from different countries telling me that they were advised to listen to us to learn how to speak English.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Poor advice.
So, and this is true. And they're deadly serious, ain't it? Yeah. They're like, somebody told me to listen to you because this will learn me how to speak English. I was like, don't trust them people.
I just love the idea of somebody in Somalia going, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the middle of it all. Bro. But
this is my favourite thing about the podcast, Ed. How reactionary the listeners are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll do it. If you say, can you try and do this? They'll do it.
Yeah.
And how people will call us out and correct us. I remember there was an episode, we were talking about something, Terrence, and I couldn't think of a word. And we moved on in the conversation. Forgot all about it. Yeah. And there was about 10 comments and people text me on Instagram, this is the word you were thinking of. And I was like, what the fuck is it? Oh, what's that word?
Yeah.
I was like, that's mad that people are listening to that going, I know what he's thinking of, I'm going to message him.
I was telling Ed there as well. So we always record talking more bollocks and then TBX.
Yeah.
And did you see the comment?
The comment on it saying that you flipped them.
Lads, someone said, lads, you record talking more bollocks before TBX, but release TBX first.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are on the ball.
Yeah.
Like, how did he even pick up on that?
How did you even know that?
Like, go through this.
Yeah.
So
these are the people, we ask people to leave a comment.
This is the comment on the Spotify episode of last week's bonus episode called Spreading Rumours. Right? This is from Gavi Salvador, Brazilian living in Ireland.
Yeah.
Then I have another, I'm not going to name them all because I'll just fly through some of them. An Irish fella living in Iceland, listening since episode 3. We had an Irish fella listening in China. Irish living in Boston. Irish.
Wait. Someone sent me a video on the Great Wall of China saying, I'm definitely the first person to listen to TBX on the Great Wall of China.
Amazing.
How cool is that?
That is amazing.
Irish from Dublin 12, listening from rural Spain since the early days. Nobody speaks English here, so I just love hearing the working class Dublin accent a few times a week.
Class.
Someone listening from Texas. Irish listened to about 100 episodes.
Look, are they even serious? Are they still bringing the Texas stuff up?
I'd say they're serious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so do I. But I was looking on, don't even tell us. I don't care if you're in Texas listening to this.
From Waterford, living in Glasgow. Lucan. Okay, thank you.
Also.
That's your Texas.
Yeah, it is.
Lucan's your Texas.
Someone said listening in Bahrain.
Yes.
And do you remember we were the number one podcast in Bahrain?
It's the next comment.
Mad. So we were do you know we were the number one podcast in Bahrain for 6 months? How does that even happen?
That's this fella just listening on multiple devices driving up the numbers.
Remember Shane Todd said, imagine you just went to Bahrain, there was posters, billboards,
huge statues.
Yeah. And then this one, Inglewood, New Zealand. I was like, I was disappointed with that.
Inglewood.
Yeah, but New
Where's
Zealand.
Where's that, California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Inglewood, New Zealand. I was saying Inglewood, I was like, little. And I was like, no, New Zealand. I was like, all right.
It's probably some really leafy suburb.
Yeah, really nice part of the world.
We got some of Killio's fans. Like.
Yeah. And they listened to Killio's episode and then stayed. You know what I mean? You love that.
Yeah.
Inglewood.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Are we done, yeah?
Yeah, wrap her up. So that's this week's episode.
Naming countries. Brilliant.
Yeah. You know what I played last weekend and Terrence and Siobhan never heard it. Did you ever hear the Animaniacs where they name every country in the world?
It's incredible.
Isn't it? Mm. Terrence wasn't impressed.
I absolutely hated that.
Animaniacs, so ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Where's that place that they bring people to torture them to get the info out of them?
Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay, they should just play that over and over. I'd rat the gaff down the first hour. The first hour, there wouldn't be a person not in handcuffs.
See, if somebody come in here 1 week and done that, like sang that song, I'd be very impressed.
I'm going to organise that.
Do you ever think about how quickly you'd fold at the very prospect of torture? I'd give it up straight away.
Yeah.
See, I have a huge ego, Ed.
But like, they'd walk in. Like, I was often look at the Guildford 4 and Birmingham 6. I'd have folded straight up.
Mm.
Before they even sat down. I'm like, I did it.
Yeah. And like,
where do I sign? I know it's gonna go down here. I'm gonna get there eventually.
Different with yourself, though, Ed. Who had the ration other people.
Oh, they're gone.
It's like, that's easier.
They're first. Sorry. I'd come, if it's going to happen, I'm coming in last.
Ed wouldn't even make it to the station.
Yeah.
But like, they're all coming in and they're all gathering around. Good call. So lads, forget about it. Don't worry about it. You've put all this effort in.
Yeah.
I'll sign. Let's cut out the fucking bullshit. I'm down. I did it. Who am I? Name them. I'll alphabetize it. I'll put scented paper down. I'm going to make this as easy as possible for all of us. Yeah. I am folding immediately.
People that speak about being tortured say the pain actually leaves early enough.
That's where you have to get creative with it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't just sit there hitting people.
You can become numb to it. Like, let's say instantly they cut your index finger off or they do something really bad. After that, then like things start getting less painful, and that's when they have to start getting creative. Yeah,
Jesus.
I think with you though, Terry, you have so many niche things that bother you.
If they mini pinch the back of my arm, I'm ratting, right? But they can stab me and I won't rat.
I have one for you.
There we go. Is that mad?
Yeah, clean your ears with a cotton bud and you rat the gaff down.
Gone.
I'm ratting immediately. Yeah.
Has his fingers in his ears.
Ah!
Someone coming in to clean his ears. He's like, I'll tell you who did it.
I'll draw you a diagram.
I've always hated them earbuds. I can't look at anyone doing it. Yeah. But you made that worse for me.
Yeah, we were on video call before and I was doing it. I was only out of shower.
But not only that, you said certain words that made it 10 times worse. You said, a half an inch away from factory resetting yourself.
Yeah.
And them words alone made that 10 times. I hung up on them. And I think,
you know
I
what I mean? Do you ever have to like stick a pin in the back of something? Like your modem, your internet modem. You have to stick the pin in to reset.
But them words alone sent me more over the edge.
But
Oh man, so look, we need to get a list of these things just in case it ever happens.
Are they not, like, come here, have you got a torch on me? Just listen to it. But you know, put me on a height, a picture of Texas, mini pinch the back of my arm and get an air out.
Yeah,
I'm ratting.
An Animaniacs just to drive it home.
Yeah. The boys shoot me in the knees and I'm laughing and all, they taking an earbud out. It was Calvin.
I played that yoke last week and Terrence was snapping. He's like, Yugoslavia's not even the country. He's like, Terrence, this video's from 1991. Yeah. I was like, the Berlin Wall was still on the, I think the Berlin Wall was still there.
Yeah. It's not geographically, historically accurate now, but...
Yeah, but they call out Palestine, innit? You know what I mean? So it was a country back then, and people are trying to say it's not a country now. Not having it.
There we go. Animaniacs had it. Do you want more questions? Do you want questions?
Yeah.
Go with questions. Here we go. Hi, lads. I'm Ava from Crumlin. I'm graduating from school in May, and my school has a yearbook for quotes. I've no idea what quote to use. I'm wondering if you could give me a quote to use in my year group. It can be serious, inspirational, or humorous.
I'll give you one, and it's about life, and it applies to life more than you know, and more than I'd like to admit is accurate. I'm actually ashamed it's so accurate, but it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah, that's...
And I mean...
I think that's the go quote.
Yeah.
Business and in work.
I wish that wasn't so accurate, but it is. You know what I mean? There's so many favors you can call in. Mm. Networking can get you so far in life as well. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
But you also have to be a good person to have that applied to you. So let's say, for example, me and you have had many, many guests on this podcast, and many that we're friends with now that we can reach out that are in high places. Because we get on well with them, or got on well initially and they had a good impression of us, that's why you can call a favour in. That's now who you know. But you can meet people and just not even have an impression on them.
Mm.
And then how can you call in a favour, you know what I mean? You're not just going to do a favour for some random country you've seen once.
Yeah.
And I think it's even more, like, in Ireland, if you have a good reputation, if you're known as being sound from the very get-go in your career, like I've been working on radio and podcasts and 27, 28 years.
And there's no one that can say a bad word about you.
And what has gotten me to where I am now is sitting in front of two of, if not the top 20, if not 30 podcasters in the country.
What?
Wait for a second.
You want to shorten that list?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say in the world.
Yeah.
Top 40 in Bahrain.
Yeah.
Finland and Guatemala.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the top lads in some of the smallest countries in the world. Yeah. But what gets you around is your name.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Now, Ava, if you're listening, that is some wise words.
Also nepotism.
Nepotism.
Yeah, that helps.
So look, Ava, there you go. That's a good quote from the two. But sorry. Are you backing that from the two?
I'm just going to take that one.
Yeah.
From him, yeah.
I just want to call Terrence out as well. I bet you didn't watch The Sixth Sense.
I didn't.
Yeah. I knew what was going to happen.
No.
Your Sixth Sense told you that.
Yeah, I just know because he says he's going to watch a film. I know he will not watch a film.
Well, I will watch. What I need you to do is ring me at about 7:45 p.m.
Six to Six Sense on?
Yeah. At that time, I'm usually just...
winding down. Thumbs, yeah,
looking
for
around, sitting around, yeah. Looking to break something.
Do you know anything about it? You don't know?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
Good film, mate.
Good. It is good.
It's actually aged so well.
Mm.
It's a brilliant film.
Yeah,
but I have to watch Billy Connolly stuff and all as well.
There's no Billy Connolly is.
You've never seen any of his stand-up?
No, but I know him, like, do you know what I mean? But I didn't even know what he looked like last week.
Jesus, some night, I mean, if we should do a watch-along with some listeners, catching Terry up on the stuff that he's...
And he's missed out on.
We'll put a compilation together, all the bits.
Yeah.
And we all sit around.
Right, cut this out, Ed, let's do it.
But we all go to, like, Sugar Club or something, put it up on the screen, see him sitting in the middle and everyone just joins in.
Yeah.
Fucking great stuff. Arthur McGinty.
McGinty!
If everyone in the world had to do whatever you told them to do for 15 minutes at 6 o'clock every evening, and you could see them doing it on your telly, this is a great question. What are you making everyone do?
Listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Every night, 6 o'clock, many billion in the world, 7 of... 8 billion in the world.
15 minutes.
8 billion listens. You only need to listen for 60 seconds for it to count as a listen. 8 billion listens. Every night at 6 o'clock, we're the top podcast in the world for at least 5 years.
Imagine the reads you get on the back of that.
Oh,
imagine it. You wake up, Eamon Fitz beside you in the bed.
Yeah.
Go on. Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got God himself want to do a 30 second read.
Are you a good person? You help others. Yeah. Heaven might be for you.
Yeah. He's bought a 3-month campaign.
Yeah. Terrence doing a live read. /. Yeah. Just go up to the gate. Tell the boys we sent you. That's www.heaven.com/bollocks.
Get a 10% extra fucking bit of eternity.
That's not even more so for the listeners for me. That's just for me to say in the back of my head, like, Stephen Gerrard, listen to me.
He probably has, though. That's not out of the realm of possibility now, Terry.
Considering his connections to Ireland.
Yeah, definitely. But it's also, he probably hasn't.
Probably hasn't. But like, if someone says to me, like, for example, if you could name any person, let's say we had a board and we pull up a picture of someone and who they are, and then it goes green or red if they've listened. You don't get to know what they listened to, how long they've listened for, but they've listened.
Oh, that is literally my dream, that.
That's great. That's what I want. That's what I wanted.
What?
15 minutes of that. And like every night we can pull up anybody for 15 minutes and we can name people. You sit down, turn the telly on, right here, Barack Obama, bang. I bet you this is a red. Oh, it's red. See, I told you. You know what I mean?
That is the dream.
So you're naming people that you want to listen to the podcast?
No, I'm naming people and we get to find out if they've listened or not. Yeah. You know, that's a good one.
That's a great one. But that is literally, that's what I'd be thinking of.
Can I just listen? Say, look, if this is going on television, I'm assuming by McGinty's question for the world.
Yeah.
Dreadful television. For those 15 minutes, it's very boring to watch that. I know it serves both of you very well. It's not great watching.
Yeah, but we're selfish yet.
I know. If you're trying to make good telly as well, which you're not.
Yeah.
So McGinty, good question. That is a great question.
I'm just making them all listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's it.
So that's 15 minutes of people
15 minutes, 8 billion listens.
Okay. Yeah.
Every night at 6 o'clock.
Oh, we could do like 15 minutes of them doing that total wipeout challenge.
There we go. That's more like it.
Who?
Random people, bro. You get to pick everybody who gets to do it.
And what do we gain from that?
15 minutes of Stephen Gerrard trying to jump over the bouncy balls but that too wet in his lips.
Oh, there it is.
Nah, I'll take the listen. And the money.
Would you rather have €500 appear in your house in loose change every week, but you have to go fishing down the back of the sofa for it, etc., or you get €500 deposited into your bank once a month, but if you sleep past 5:30 a.m. once in the month, you don't get it?
No, I'm not doing that.
So
why only 500 quid a month?
Come on now.
£6,000 a year
keeps you in coffees.
It's not as much as you think.
I know it's not.
Not in this day and age.
But you have to decide to get it in loose change.
That's £26,000 a year in loose change. That's a lot.
I'll take that.
£26,000 a year in loose change.
This is what I'm saying. 500 quid a month and you're up a half way before.
Yeah, but that could be like 500 quid and 20 cents, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, gosh, you can handle
500 a week. Not bad. I think it's all right.
Yeah, go, 500 a week is good.
Turn it into a game for Reggie when he gets a bit older.
That's not bad too. Down the back of his helmet.
500 a month, that was a bit.
Like, dropped into your account, but you can't sleep past 5:30.
Yeah.
You can't even have a late night anymore. Like, you know what I mean?
Half five is very early as well when you think about it. Like, I woke up this morning at 6:15 and I'm like, it's too early to be up.
The money's gone. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
and that's, I'm only waking up like that because it's very sunny now, boys. It's really sunny in the mornings.
I'm not getting up from half five every morning for 500 quid, no way.
Answers. Questions answered. Here we go. Lads, I was at my girlfriend's house last weekend and the dog came into the room. And after a while, I noticed he was choking on something. I went to check it out and I realised it was a used condom he'd taken from the bin.
Oh, no.
I had to wrestle with him to get it off him. But even though the thing was literally choking him, I full on had my fingers down this dog's throat like. Eventually, I got it, but it ripped all over the poor dog. Then an hour later, I'm leaving and I stick my head into the sit room to say goodbye to her folks. There's the dog licking away at her father's face. I couldn't watch. I had to run out the door. I just need to tell someone because I obviously couldn't tell her that I nearly killed her dog.
Then your man realises they don't use condoms. That's what I thought the twist was going to be. The dog was choking, so I just saved it. Then I realised she's on the pill.
We just didn't need to hear that.
Yeah.
I could have, look, because it's, what people don't understand is very early in the morning here. I could have did without hearing that at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It could have been 9:30 in the morning.
We know someone. Could have been 9:30. Yeah, spot on there. We know someone. I won't say their name. Do you remember years ago people...
Bleep it.
I'll bleep it. Go on.
So... So years ago, do you remember people doing the condom challenge?
What?
Was that the up your nose and out your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
So actually, I'm going to ring Jerry back now, my brother, and get him to tell that condom story because it's a belter. Are you listening? Can you quickly tell Calvin the story about bleep this name? Doing the condom challenge.
Good God, it's so funny. So years ago, remember the iPods that were out?
Yeah.
So he was a spoiled little cunt years ago, because these would have been a big thing. And I took the thing to listen to music going to school one day, and I just clicked in, I seen those bleeding the photos and all that, so I clicked into the thing, and I found a video standing in Betty's room. So I said some, I looked into the thing, and he's just standing there, and he goes, "How's things, everybody? My name is and today I'm going to do the condom challenge." And I was like, "What?" So he just see him opening up a condom, right, and sticking the thing up his nose, and he's standing in this room on his own, and he does that. And the thing gets lodged in his throat, a real message. He starts getting sick all over the room, projectile vomiting, he's choking, the veins bursting his head, he almost dies, and he gets up, and he's slipping in his sick and all. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. I found the video and showed everybody in the flat. Oh,
he's slipping and he's sick and all. Like, go on. Like, imagine they're doing the post mortem, right? And they're like, what was the cause of death? Sniffing a condom.
Boys, you can't go to someone's funeral. That's pathetic.
He was blue in the face in this video. Like, he was
died as he lived.
Yeah. This was so bad. Ask Jordan Gavin about it. They can't get over it.
And you can imagine how poor the quality of the video is. It's on an iPod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not worth it.
Who is he talking to?
back in the day. Like,
imagine.
You were so cool. If you were 11 back then and you did the condom challenge.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't 11 back then. He was definitely too old to be doing the condom challenge.
Possibly, yeah.
He was definitely in his late teens, 30.
He was 23.
Oh my God.
Nah, he was a young pup in it, but he nearly died. And like, the lads are laughing, telling me about it. I just kept thinking, like, if he actually died though, there's a condom just stuck up your nose and down the back of your throat. Like, what a bad way to go. Like,
but sometimes we do let the dog in. Do you know, the dogs be crying, you let him in, and then like he gets up on the bed and you're having a little cosy moment, and you're chilling out. Like, look at the dogs, aren't usually allowed up on the bed, but now he is, and this is deadly in your cush. And then you hear,
oh, no.
And you look down, the dog's just going at himself. You're like, get down,
yeah,
get down,
yeah.
Get the ruin in the boys, get out now. And the dog's like, I didn't even do anything.
Do you let the dog lick your face?
No, I wouldn't. No,
I let my dog lick my face, yeah.
Lick your lips.
Yeah, oh, Terrence meets his dog.
Oh.
No, not me lips, no. But the dog will try, and she'll try and lick up your nose.
Yeah.
She's a cunt for licking up your nose, isn't she?
The dog does the condom challenge with her tongue.
With Terry.
Sometimes you're just sitting there watching the telly, and she's asleep beside you, and it's like she'll just have a moment.
And say, so, yeah,
just go up and go,
what's
for
his
nose.
Nostril taste like? Yeah. Bang.
And go for it. You're like a little cunt.
Oh. But like, dogs lick everywhere.
But my dog can lick my face, no problem. But see, my dog's not. Do you know the way some dogs eat shite and all?
See, everyone says this about their dog.
No, my dog's not that, Ed.
No.
Yeah.
They're a dog. The
end. Nah, Ed, my dog is an angel, bro. No, she's an angel, boys. Yeah. She just wants to love you. She doesn't eat shite or anything. She's just an angel. Dan, don't speak about my dog like that.
Have you poached eggs and spinach every day, I'm sure.
Yeah, lick it stuff off the floor.
Yeah.
Well, come here. Oh, that's a bad one.
What? Oh, the condom?
No, just, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't need to hear that.
Yeah.
It's one of those stories that's, you know, when someone's telling you a story and they don't want your advice, they just want to tell the story.
Just want their off their chest.
They just want to feel the reaction.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones.
Before we finish up, actually, Terry, there's going to be a little competition going on. So the person who sends in the best question in the month of May to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com will win one full year subscription to TBX.
That is a serious shout, by the way. And can already TBX listeners put that question in?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
So all he is, even on TBX and all he is on Talking Bollocks, doesn't matter where you are, what listener you are, if you are already signed up, there's a free year there. That's a great show.
And come here, you might think, oh, this is not a good question. It could be the simplest question that we end up picking, because you know what we're like? We get mad deep questions, we get 3 seconds out of it. You get a stupid question and me and Terrence's argument for 15 minutes and no one's trying to separate it.
You'll never know what's going to take off. The caterpillar thing is the prime example of that. Someone said, I used to collect them, Ed. It's been going on
for two years
now, you know what I mean? So you just don't know what it might be. So send in anything and everything. And yeah, that's a great little...
incentive.
Yes. Thanks, Ed. There goes you.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Till your body attends. Work it hard and long. When you finish that.
The Hypnocker.